of Nem Dalon Omerolaf on top. Someone brings in front of him something that's salty. Rashi says it means cold over Meluach, Tchilo at the beginning. We'll pass him and bread with it. Salachim Mavorach al Meluach and make a bracha just on the Meluach, even though it's only a shakol. Upoiter es hapas.
Upoiter es hapas. And that pas is the pas. Why? Shehapas tfeiloloi. Because the pas is a tofel that's only coming to be eaten because you're eating something very salty. And since it's very salty, you can't take the taste, it's too salty. So you want to take some bread with it to take away the sharpness of the salt. So the ikar is the salt. And since you make a bracha on the salt, that pot is the pot. So the Mishnah is a cloud, because this is the cloud. Kol shu ikar. Anytime you have an ikar, that means the main thing you want to eat. The yimite tfeila, and something else that's coming just to a tuffle to the ikar. Usually it's the opposite way. Usually the bread is the ikar. And you put like butter on the bread, or you put cheese on the bread. So the ikar is the bread, and the tefillah, the cheese, that's coupled to the bread. So halacha is mevorach al ikar. You only have to make a bracha on the ikar, or put the rest at tefillah. And the bracha you make on the ikar, that part is the tefillah. So usually it's the bracha on the pas that's part of everything else. There's a chiddush in this mishnah. Sometimes it's vaker. Sometimes the ikar could be a dava maliach, something that's very salty. And since you're eating the salty, the mouth gets so salty, you have to take something else with it to calm down the taste of the mouth. So in such a case, it's a chiddush that even pas becomes a tuffle. Rashi, maliach, kol dav maluach. Eating anything that's very salty. So now the Mishnah just says, Pasha, you took something salty, herring, you wanted to eat herring, and it got so salty in your mouth, you had to take some bread to take away the hard taste. So that bread is potter. Zakti mi gemara. O mi ikar midi, is there anything to have a maliach ikar or pas tfeila? How is it possible to say that the ikar you're going to eat is the maliach, this herring, and the bread you eat afterwards is a tuffle to the bread? As every normal case, when you eat the bread, you're at least enjoying the bread. So, the Achrayim asked, what's the big Gemara's kash? Let's say somebody likes to eat herring, and he's only eating the bread, now take away the taste of the herring. So the kasher, the teretz is, when you eat bread, in this case, we have herring first, then you have bread. Normally, you enjoy eating the bread also. Even though the bread is mainly to take away the sharpness of the herring, but you have rather enjoy eating bread. And in such a case, whenever you're eating the bread, for also the purpose of bread, avada, you have to make a mitzvah on the bread. Same thing with Masa Allah, is nageya to schnapps. Someone takes a schnapps. And afterwards, he takes some cake. So the purpose of the cake is usually for two reasons. One is, since you took some schnapps, you burnt up in your mouth, you want to take some cake to take away the burnness, but you also enjoy the cake. So since you're also enjoying the cake, avada mechamesha saminim, it's always choshev, and once you enjoy it, you have to make a bracha on the cake. So lo yitzuyi, only eating the cake, only purely take away the sharpness of the schnapps, then you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But that's not a normal case. Rov pamim, even though you're taking the cake, or the bread here, take away the bitterness of the maliach, but you do enjoy the bread also. So at the Gemara, where is there a case that you're not even enjoying the bread at all? Omer Rav Acha braid the Rav Aviram, Omer Rav Ashi, v'yoichle peiris genusa shonu. We're talking about when Metzchila he went to eat very, very sweet peiris. It's called peiris genusa shonu. And they're very sweet. That was his ikka kavone. He made a bird create first in the peiris. Now after he got finished eating his very sweet peiris, his mouth got so sweet that he had to take something salty now to take away the sweetness of his mouth. That's where we're starting out. So when he took this salt now, there was a purpose in the salt water to take away the sweetness. Now his mouth got so salty, he had to take some bread. Now when he ate this bread, he had no purpose at all in eating the bread. Really, he ate the sweetness and he enjoyed the sweetness. His next thing was to take the salt to take away the sweetness. Now the bread is purely just to take away the salty mouth, the salty taste he has in his mouth. Well, let's see that. No, that's Pesach Kashrus. Let's see. One thing I'll tell. Let's see Rashi first. Trashi Peiris Gunoiser. He went to eat very sweet Peiris. Trashi Peiris Eret Yam Kineris. Chashuv Minapas. Rashi says the Chiddush also that here these Peiris are more chashuv, more valuable than the passes. That's why here, where since you started off to eat this Peiris Gunoiser, which is very chashuv, later you had to take some salt. Or the Rabbeinu Yonah learns the pshat is that the peiris themselves became very so sweet that you put salt into the peiris. You like salted the peiris. So the salt is in the peiris. So true, all you make first is the bari creates on these peiris, they're very sweet. Now you add the salt to it. Now because of this sweet and salty taste you had in your mouth, you took some pas. The Rashi says, since the peiris gnus is more chashiv than pas, here's the echatimsa, the pas becomes a tochum to these peiris gnus. But Masha for Rashi, any other case, where let's say schnapps, and then you take some bread to take away the sharpness of the schnapps, since the schnapps is not more chashiv than bread, then you wouldn't have that loch, the bread becomes a tofel to this salt. As Rashi Shita is only over here, where the ikkah you're eating was this very sweet peiris, we'll soon see meisim about these sweet peiris, and that's a very chashiv a meichel. Now, it got so sweet, you had to put salt into it, and because of the taste now, you had to take bread just to take away the salty taste in your mouth, so it's considered the pas is called a tofel to the peiris genusa. That's Rashi's pshat.
Didn't you say earlier that the bread in the times of Gomorrah wasn't it all geschmack, but that's why they had the dafke had salt?
That's something else. That's a little bit salt. But here's something else. Here with Tumma, you have a very salt in your mouth. Very salty
taste.
That's
why the bread might be tougher, because you could use it. It's not going to have any taste at all.
Bread still have, even then, it still have taste. Still. Let's see, this is Rashi's pshat. Let's see, Taiz. We hold that Taiz's pshat. Taiz learns, Verkhli Taiz Gnusa Shonim. Shaham Liach Iker. Shahu bo, why are you taking the salt? Lo hoshiv halev, to take away your bitter heart. Shenechlesh mefnei mesika sateris. It says learns kapashtis. First you started to eat this very sweet peiris, and it got so sweet that your heart got a little heart pains already. And the eighth said, where the heart pains was to take something salty now. Shashi ba taisa da pashal achra. After you had this salty taste in your mouth, you took bread. It's tough. This bread is only purely to take away the salty taste in your mouth. It's only coming because of the salt. So I'll tell you this, Shvim Taim, Rabbi Zoi, Peris Hevi Iker. Where the case, Pasha Gemara, is first you ate the sweet Peris, then you took something salty, then you took the pas. So for Taim, the Peris is the Iker. Or Maliach Tafel, Lechur, the salt is only a Tafel to the Peris. Or Levarach Ala Peris, lift the Kulay. So what do you have to make a bracha b'chal on the maliach on the salt form? The chur you start off made a bar traits on the peiris. That was the ikka. Now from this peiris, it was so sweet, you had to take salt. So the salt is zichra tofum to the peiris. You won't have to make a bracha. Now you're taking pas, is also a tofum. You also don't have to make a bracha. That's Tosfos kasha. What do you have to make a bracha on the salt for? The yesh leimam two truths of enegel alocham. The ma'irish le'ochol ha'peiris b'yisamaynis. You didn't eat the peiris right now. Right in this moment. That means first you ate the peiris in this room and you got a very, very sweet taste in your mouth. Then you went to the next room. There was a Hesach Hadas going to Shinu Mokim. But since you were Shana Mokim, you went to a new room, you have to make another bracha on the salt. Now you make a bracha on the salt. But when in that room, when you eat the bread right after, the bread is only coming to take away the salty taste in your mouth. You don't have to make a bracha on the bread. Inami Zaktais, another Kiddush. The shas you made the boy pre-ates on the sweet peiris, you did not have the salt or the bread in front of you. You did not know that you're going to get a heart pain because of the sweet peiris, and that you're going to need the maliach later. So in such a case, the ikur doesn't part of the tofel. Marshal, in the case where first you eat a cake, and because of the cake, you want to take this case. First, you ate these peiris, very sweet peiris. Now, b'shas you made the bari pre-ate, you did not know you're going to have to take salt later. So later, when you decide to take salt, you have to make a new bracha there. As ikur and tofel is only that b'shas you make the bracha on the ikur, you have das, you know you can have the tofel. Then we say the bracha on the ikur part is the tofel. But if the shas you made a bracha on the ikur, you did not know you're going to have the tuffle, then lady brings the tuffle, you'll have to make a bracha on it. Unless you'll take bananas and cream. So first you only had a banana in front of you, you made a bracha for your adam on the banana. Then lady decides to eat cream just to take down the taste of the banana, you would have to make a bracha on the cream. Because the shas you made the bracha on the banana, you did not know you're going to bring cream later. But if the shas you made the bracha on the banana, you knew you're going to bring sour cream soon. And the sour cream is only like a tuffle to the banana. You don't have to make a bracha to it. So that's Taisus Rutsim. And we hold that Taisus Rutsim. And here the case was, first you made a bracha, Bori pre-ates on the sweet peiris. That time you did not know you're going to have salt yet. Then later you saw you got so sweet Now you had to take salt, and when you took this salt, you made a bracha, whatever it was salty, it was herring, so you made a shakal. But vice versa, when you took this salty herring, you knew that this is so salty, I'm going to have to take something afterwards to take away the bitter taste of my mouth. So the shakal, you made the shakal on the herring, you knew you're going to have bread afterwards, so the middle of the shakal, pat is the pas. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah.
Is there a difference between changing the tam, cream banana as opposed to lishros that we talked about on our previous daf, just using it to make it go down easier as opposed to changing the tam from sweetness to...
Well, they could both be called ikur. They could both be the case ikur v'tofel. If the only reason why you're taking this is for that purpose, what you took before, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on it. And drinking usually is a little bit different. When you eat and then you drink, usually we do make a bracha on the drinking, because we're still enjoying the drinking. It's like something new by itself. It'll only be a case, we'll see in the Gemara soon, about the water. Water is different, you see. So that's again, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That sometimes the Chiddush speaks out that that's the Zeha cloud. That I would think maybe by Pas, you would never say this thing that a Pas would become Tuffel. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That sometimes even bread could become Tuffel to something else that's Maliach. But the Aloch, it's only where you have no Hano at all eating this bread, like in this case, where your mouth is burning from the salty herring, and now the pas is only purely to take away the salty. But Lo Yitzuya, you also enjoy the pas, then Amad, you do have to make a bracha on the pas. That's what we said before by cake also, cake and schnapps. If you take schnapps and you have no, you don't want to enjoy the cake, just to take away the churfot of the schnapps, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But usually you enjoy the cake also, then you would have to make the bracha.
We'll see about choking later.
Be choking or what?
Have a piece of bread so that you can race.
Well, soon. Usually, when you eat, well, we'll see later about it. We'll see. So that's the Gemara's terrorist that you have a paste of the paste is genuser, that's very sweet, then you need the salt, and then you come to eat the bread. Right. Now, once we talk about paste of genuser, we'll talk about paste of genuser. Omer Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avira, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Ki Hevi Yazlina and Basta de Rav Yechinen. Lamechel Peiros Genusa. When we went after Rabbi Yechanan, in order to get Rabbi Yechanan enough Peiros Genusa tea, because Rabbi Yechanan used to like tea Peiros Genusa. It's Kiavina Bei Meya, we used to have 100 of us, Menaktinen Le Lechol Chad V'Chad Asor Asor. Every one of us picked down 10 of Peiros. So the kids, he had 1,000 Peiros then. The Kiavina Bei Asor, when we only had 10 of us, is Menaktinen Le Lechol Chad V'Chad Meya. Every one of us took a pulled off 100 peiros genusa to give Rabbi Yechanan teat. Every 100 of these peiros have a machzik lutzina put into a basket. The basket was 3 saw. It's a very big measurement. The peiros themselves are very big peiros. The yochelhu, Rabbi Yechanan ate all these 100, all these 1,000 peiros. Or mishtav, when he got finished, he made a shvua. The loitoyim zunai, he didn't taste anything. The Pashid's Yuni means he didn't taste any achil at all. In fact, the Gemara's Yuni Sakat Aitach, you say he didn't taste anything. You tasted 1,000 peiros, I can say he didn't taste anything. Eleima Mizaina means he wasn't filled up. He was just as hungry before as afterwards. And these peiros are just very sweet peiros, but didn't fill him up. Trashi Ziyuna Mashma Midi Devar Achila. That's a kasha, could you say you didn't eat anything? You ate 1,000 peiros. And the Gemara Mizaina is a Trashi Dover Asoid. I didn't eat anything that filled me up. Now there are meisters in Baba Mitzvah about the Yechon. He was kind of a very wide person. Right, there's a big balabaster right there. Well, Trishma. The Gemara says him and another Tano used to stand together. The two stomachs met. There was enough room underneath it for two oxen to go underneath them. That's how wide they were. Right. So here, to here, he ate 1,000 peiros. He says he wasn't full. He had no time. Right. Rabbi Yahua ochol the bavu was. Yabavu ochol adhevi sharak lay the duva meahusa. Yabavu ate these peiros and was so sweet that it made his skin so smooth that the fly fell off his forehead. Couldn't have a grip on his forehead. So actually, the sharak duva meahusa, shazvuv, machlig metzchoy mitrech sahales ponim besoroi machlig. Since his skin was so smooth now, the fly fell off it. Ravami ravasi heavy achli adenosim mizari. They ate it until the hair fell out. Levi heavy ochel ademorid. He ate it until it became a little like meshuga from it. Shashi ademorid died the matrefis. His mind bothered him a little bit. He got shikah like from this sweet stuff. What was the mice afterwards?
Rabbi Yechon went to tell the Bein Isiya, Rabbi Mishadim like Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya be Alushay Abasrayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya sent a whole bunch of people after Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, or Maislel Beisin, he brought him home. Trashav Yulshim is Achlusay ben Yodim. He sent a whole bunch of people to get him to bring him home. So the Mashor speaks out that really this the Mashon say this was the time of the Meraglim when they came back from spying Eretz Yisrael. They said that the Paris Eretz Yisrael are no good. They didn't mean to say they're no good. They meant to say they're very zisa, very sweet Paris. But just from like Eretz Zavas Cholof Adavash, it's very sweet to Paris, like Paris Genusa. But if you have sweet Paris, Eshton Zav Yechon says here, you don't get filled up from it. Zvaitin is it can make you shaker. Zvaitin is another prayer here, it gets you, it does bad things to you. So that was the taina of the Meraglim. Sometimes that was a taina, but that the Paris was so good and so sweet that fakert, it's not nasa though, it doesn't fill you up. It just does this harm to you. Bait kiyosu ravdimi omar. Ir achas hoysalei liyanei melech bahara melech. Liyanei melech had one city in his mountains. Shehoyu moitziyim imenu, they took out of there. Shishim revuya, 60, 10,000. Safle teresa, plates of small herrings. Lekoitzit seitenim, to the people that used to go and cut down his tenim, me'era Shabbat le'era Shabbat. The tushtel is that tenim, figs, are also very sweet. So the people that were cutting down the figs used to eat it, and used to have such a sweet taste in the mouth, used to have that herring along with it take away the sweetness. So he used to have 10,000 portions of herrings to feed these people that were just cutting down his figs, to show how many figs he was cutting down. Rashi Safli Torah Svolim Malayim Chatichos Dag Chotich Shekorim Tamina, from small fish. Koytzetin Rashi Lomaychol Poylim, to feed the workers Shekoytzim Tainim, they are cutting down these figs. Poyim Rubin Ad Shekol Elu Tzrichim Lem Lomaychol. There were so many people working cutting down these figs, they needed the 60 times 10,000 portions of fish to feed them. Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Ilon Echad Hoyla Liyani Melech. Yana Melech has one tree. Ba'ara Melech in the mountains, mountains of the king. Shoyim Aridu Menel, they brought down from this tree. Arboyim saw Goizlois, 40 saw of chickens. Mishalosh Brichos Tachodish, from only 3 twigs of the tree every single chodish. That's how many Goizlois, how many new chickens were hatched there. Trashi Brichos Kutzibalas. Mishalosh Brichos Tachodish. Gimel Po Machodish, 3 times every month. Meridu and Menachach, they're able to bring down so many goats and so many chickens from this tree. Kiyosi Rabbi Yitzchok Amar, Irachas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael, the Guf Nishmot, there's one city in Eretz Yisrael, its name was Gufnis, Shehoyo Bo Shmoinim Zugois Achim. There were 680 pairs of brothers, Kahanim, all of them were Kahanim, Nisuyim, they got married to Lishmoinim Zugois Ochiyos Kahanis. They got married to 80 sisters, they're also all Kahanis. His two brothers got married to 2 sisters, and both of them were Kahanis. So Mashiach says, come to show you how the Machshiv didn't even have Yuchsin. They would ask him when he has to get a good Yuchsin. So Mela, Mikra Din, a Kohen should marry Kahanis. So here they're Machshiv to marry Kahanis. Ubodku Rabbon were Boydik afterwards in their time, Misuri of Yad Nadoi, from Suri until Nadoi in Bobom, Loyashukun, they didn't find such a case like that. That Kahanim married Kahanis, 2 brothers married 2 sisters. Bar except Mibante de Rav Chizda, the daughters of Rav Chizda, Tevi Nesivin Lerami Bachoma, Ulamaruk for Bachoma. That the 2 daughters of Rav Chizda got married to 2 brothers. This was the only case in Nadori that had that 2 brothers married 2 sisters. The Alfagav, the Inu Hevi Kanta, that these 2 daughters, say the wives, were Kahanis, or the Inu, the 2 husbands, Loi Hevi Kanta, they weren't Kahanis. As after that Meister couldn't find, they were so makbid in Yuchsin. Omer Rav, called Suda, Shein Bo, Melech, Ein a Suda. So any Suda, you don't have salt, it's not called a good Suda, like we had before. After all your eatings, you should eat salt. But he said, Bizman is there, we're not makbid, because we have a lot of salt in our foods already. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Echiyah, Baraba, Omer Rav Yechinin, called Suda, Shein Bo, Sarif, Ein a Suda. If you don't have a gravy in the middle of the Suda, it's also not called a Suda. He says, some type of a gravy. After you ate, it also calms down the eating in your stomach. Some type of a gravy. It has like a soup to it. Like he says, you drink it down raw.
So they didn't have some gravy at the end of eating. Well, right. Just the chiddush, just one chiddush I always want to say over was that the ikir and the tofel, the chapanaf kamin lalocha, let's say metchili you went tea temtim, practice. And then you didn't have das to put jelly on it. You only made a burim minim zainis. And the lady, after eating a lot of temtim, practice, you decide I want to put some jelly on it now. Do you have to make a bracha on the jelly or not? So who according to Tosfos, you would have to make a bracha on the jelly. Because the shas you first started to eat the temtim, you didn't have das to eat the jelly with the jelly. Later you first changed your mind. I just want to say a chiddush could be, no, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. So there are two types of ikur and tofel. Our case here is we're eating one ikur, and afterwards you eat a tofel. But they're not mixed together, it's not like one michael, it's not one thing. Like here, first you eat the herring, and after you ate the herring, then you have such a bitter taste in your mouth, you want to take some bread. So for that type of an ikur and tofel is the pshat, the first bracha, like pot is the bread also. That's only if the shas you made the shakal on the maliach, you had das to eat bread later. But there's another type of an ikur v'tofel. In the case, let's say we have a sandwich, we have this crackers, and you put jelly on top of it. There it's not called eating two different things. It's called this one thing right now. There the pshat is that the jam becomes a tofel to the crackers itself. It's like one cracker now. So since you already made a crack bracha on the crackers, so all the crackers, you don't have to make another bracha. Now when you put this tuffel on into the cracker itself, you won't have to make a bracha either. Even though Mechili didn't have das. Because not the pshat, the first bracha as the pot of the jam. The pshat is the jam now becomes the chiluk of the temtem of the cracker. And the cracker you'll have to make a bracha to. So where the tuffel is mamish smeared on to the ikur, it's like one guf hadavar. So since the guf doesn't need a bracha, Vadi wouldn't have to make a bracha on the jam either. It's only over here. Where first you're eating the maliach, you're eating the fish. After you got finished the fish, now you're eating something new. So it's not the pshat, that thing new is the chelik of the fish. The pshat is you first ate fish. So the bracha on the fish, pat is also the next thing eating since that thing is coming because of the fish. So that's a svaron. If you knew mitchilu when you ate the fish, you're going to have to eat bread later and you have das the pata. This bracha's pat is that one. I once told up to somebody who's also masking a loch like that. Right. Let the Mishnah. Ochal anovim utenim. Somebody went to eat grapes, utenim figs, remaining pomegranates. Is mevorach achrayim sholosh brachas. You have to bench after these peiros from the shivas aminim. You have to bench. Diver Rabbi Gamliel. Say out Rabbi Gamliel. Shashim vorach achrayim gimel brachas on Gamliel. Atayne the yom liyel kol shul mizayin haminim mevorach achrayim gimel brachas. Because in the psukim in the chumash of the chumashim, it's the chumash. In the Psukim in the Chumash, first it says the Shvach of the Zayin HaMinim, and then the next right away it says the Tzavot of Yechalta Varachta, that after you finish eating, you have to bench. So Gamliel says that the Zbroch of the Chi of the Yechalta, Tzavot of Varachta, goes in all the Minim. Says the Pasuk Ches, Eret Chitza Sarah Vegeth and Atayna Rimon Eret Zay Hashem Nodrosh, that's the Zayin HaMinim. And it says, Eret Eslam Eskena Sarah Bolechem, Lesech Sekobo, and the Rabbi Zabavel, Vyechalta Vesavot of Varachta. You eat and you get filled up. So Gil says this pasuk biyachalta v'savata goes back to all the psukim, goes back to eretz chita sarav gefen tamarinon. That when you eat and fill up, you have to brach, you have to bench. And that's the chiyum midiraisa according to Gamliel.
Is
not to be sevaya. The chum maimrim if you eat a shear that says sviya, you don't have to have a sviya like a leif or like lechem and chlam is not the same sviya. But if you eat, you have to bench. If you have to have a sviya, a big sviya, it's enough of a gezayin. That's right, like you're saying. Since anyway, you don't get filled up too much, it's enough just to eat maybe gezayin to leave. But Allah, we don't hold it on Gamliel. That's what we hold. You eat from the zayin haminim, if it's an almichya, if it's from cake, you have to make an almichya. If it's from these parish, you have to make a lifestyle for you. You have a hafilu ocha sholet. Hafilu, you don't eat a vegetable. Zulmazoni gets filled up from the vegetable. The varachol of gimel brachas. That's the kiva's biggest chiddush. Even eating mazonis, vegetables, not from the zayim aminim. Anytime you're filled up, and the Gemara says this goes on kruv, goes on cabbage, or else tomorrow dates that fill you up, you have to bench. So the Mishnah hashoyis semayim l'tzomay. Somebody drinks water because he's thirsty is mevorach shakul niyev dvarah. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Burr in the Foshes, Rabbi Svechas Roiner.
So see in the Gemara, it's a machlokes, what does Rav Tarfon mean? Question means even for bracha rishayna. Rav Tarfon knows the bracha rishayna of mayim is a burn of oshes.
So and if you have a hold of, if you ate a big meal and you had this meat, would you bench?
We'll see in the Gemara. Mashmasoni is from cabbage, something that's a dover, it's amazing. Boss is not a dover, it's amazing. So Rashi, afidulach hasholok shol yerek, a cooked yerek. The Gemara says that means cabbage. That's a filling thing. Who mizaymus Rashi sasama cholav lamazim. As you just use that to be kavei a sudur on it, then you have to make a bracha. You have to bench on it. The chesven of the Rashi tzar chesipukim. That Hashem created things that satisfy our necessity. So the Gemara, my time of the Gamliel. What's the time of the Gamliel to say you have to bench if you design haminim? The pasuk says eretz chitzus soira, and that's all the zayim aminim. Uchsiv eretz hashod v'skein esoicha bolechem. Uchsiv v'yochalte v'savot v'rachto v'Hashem alakecha. So he learns this last pasuk of v'yochalte v'savot v'rachto goes back to the first two pesukim of eretz chitzus soira from the zayim aminim. So all you eat from the zayim aminim, you have to bench. So drashu v'rachto akula koy. But who crow gimel brachas remiza could amin a perek stash shachlu. Next parak we'll see how it's remiza the three brachas you have to say. From Verachta, that's the brachas hazon, alo oretz, that's to make brachas al oretz, and atoiva, that's atoiva meter. Yeah, that's bani yushalayim. Vayit zimov rabbonin, eretz hivsek inyan. The pasuk says eretz ashalei b'meskein is teicha bolechem. But since it says another word eretz in between, that's like mafsik. So the last pasuk of Yechalta v'savot of Rachta is only going back to lechem. Only on lechem do you have to bench. Trashi eretz hivsek inyan, v'loy koyu v'rachta elu alechem d'samachle. Hey, v'yachalta v'sabot v'rachta is only going back to the pasuk before of lechem. D'mav Rav Gamliel, nami eretz hivsek inyan. Aye, what's pshat of Gamliel? There's an extra word eretz in between. So it's of Gamliel ohu, mi boi le lemutze ha-koysis ha-sachita. It's only coming back to explain that the first pasuk says eretz chitu soira. So I would think what's called chit and soira, even if you eat raw wheat or raw barley, you also have to bench, even though the bracha mitchilah is only baruch pri adama. But if you eat a lot of it, you would have to bench. That's what I would think. Kamashkum, the middle pasuk, no. Pasuk says eretz chitu soira v'chsid eretz hashalei v'skein es teicha bolechem. So the middle pasuk is explaining when it says chit in the first pasuk, it doesn't mean raw wheat, but it means only lechem. And then the pasuk continues v'chata v'savot. It goes back to the first pasuk. So there's no really hefsek in between. The middle pasuk is just explaining the first pasuk. First of all, it says chita doesn't only mean chita, it doesn't mean all chita, it only means lechem. Then the pasuk says, "Branol the zayin amin," and you have to bench. That's the machlekes of Gamliel and the Bekita, and the Tanakam, and the Chacham. Rashi from Gamliel, who have thought of lefusha chita, the chsib, the krokam, it says in the first pasuk also, lemute shim kosa so, kemoishi, you chew it, raw wheat, ain zu bechlau brocha, elim ke masa lechem. You don't have to bench, only if you make lechem out of it. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ibi, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kol Shumei Chameshes Haminim, anything that's from the Chameshes Haminim, a little different type of wheat and grain, we'll see, is Betchila Mevorach Ola Boruminim Zaynis, Betchila and cake, you have to make a Boruminim Zaynis, or Lepsayt, the Bracha Achrein is Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. It's that type of Chum that we pass in the Mishnah. You don't have to bench, benching is only if you eat lechem, but if you eat cake, you have to make an Alamich. So Drashi, Chameshes Haminim, Kulan min dogan, all type of grain. Chitim usarim, chitim is wheat, usarim is barley. The kusmin is spelt. The shibayla shol, that's oats. The shifan, that's rye. Rashi kusmin min chita. The spelt, that's a type of a wheat. Shibayla shol, that's oats. The shifan and rye min sarim, that's a type of barley. So they're all type of five grains. Is mevorach ola bur min emezonis. It was so tashl. Only if you cooked it and made a tashl out of it. Because if you eat the raw wheat that we had before, you only make a bur pri adama. But if you make a tashl out of the wheat, you make like cereal or a cake, then you make a bur min mezoinis. And at the end, you make an alamichi. Omer Rabba Bar Mori. Omer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Kol shum shiva saminim. Whenever you eat any of the peiris from the shiva saminim, that means not from the chitin, not from the wheat, but eat the peiris. Is betchila mevorach bor priates, if you eat a rimon or a dates or figs, you make a bor priates metchila, or lipsoit, brochachas mein sholosh. You have to make an alates for your priates. if you eat dates or grapes or figs or rimonim. Trashi kol shum izayim aminim, mishah zayin haminim ha'amurim apostik, v'yenim in dogin. So it's not cake, not flour, but the other peiris is apriyate, trashi apriyate, al-eitz v'apriyate, v'al-eretzchem the teva rechover. Omalei abayim l'ravdimi, my niyo brochachas main sholish. What is this like ala micha that you have to make? What is this main sholish? Omalei apri, if you're eating fruit, or dates, or figs, or grapes, or olives, or pomegranates, the apri day, yatsay aleitz for apriate, the yatsnubas asod, and all the fruit growing from the ground, the aleret chen the tevur chodosh, and chatla v'seinu, you gave our others, lechom epiria, we could eat from the good fruits of Eretz Yisrael, lizboya mituba, we get filled up from the goodness, v'achem Hashem l'keinu a Yisrael amechom, v'yishlayim yirecho, v'yamikdashecho, v'yamizvechecho, v'sivni yishlayim yirkodashecho, should be built up again yishlayim, and herav yameinu. V'aleinu l'seuche, should bring us inside it, v'samcheinu bo, we should be happy inside it. Ki ato atoivu meitiv, because you're good to us. That's the bracha you have to make, alei tzvah priyeks. So tomorrow, alright, Shainim, let's speak about it, why different Shainim. So, a lot of times, the Moshe from me. Right, L'chol de Chameshas Haminim, whenever we eat type of cake made from the wheat, the grain, we say, Allah Mich, Yabalach HaKerlov, Yasnu V'Sasodah, and the same thing. The Chaisim, we end up,